This is Amber Rolt reporting for the EG. It's been a year now since BHS went under, and I'm here now this morning talking with Jonathan DeMello, head of retail consultancy at Harper Dennis Hobbs. Jonathan, so only 52 of the 164 shops in the BHS estate have managed to be relet to new retailers. I mean, why do you think it's taken so long for them to achieve what appears to be not very much progress?
Yeah, I think the progress for BHS in general has been pretty dire overall. You know, 52 of 164 shops isn't great from a year on at all. And the retailers that have taken up those shops have been retailers that have trade in the grocery sector or trade, you know, in a sort of more discount orientated nature. You know, so some of those brands have had requirements in those towns, but the issue with BHS units is they're very large, they're badly configured often as well, they need a lot of restructuring internally, and that comes at a cost, you know, a capital cost, which some brands that, you know, may be looking at those markets may not want to bear. So I think it's an issue for a lot of brands, you know, that's why I guess a year on we still haven't seen a huge take up of the shops that we should have done. Obviously some brands have cherry picked those shops, the likes of Oxford Street, you know, in the case of Reserves coming on and taking up that shop, and it'll be great when it opens. You know, and some of the covered malls as well that have opened, you know, clearly they're thriving in terms of footfall, they're thriving in terms of the types of brands that are in them. So, you know, there's demand there for those covered malls from outside of the UK even. So, you know, it's those locations, the best locations have been cherry-picked already, and we're left with locations that are going to be more challenged going forwards in terms of brands that might take up those shops.
Yeah, I think it certainly seems to be that the former BHS sites in smaller towns where there might not be need for a department store or a retailer that's capable of taking such space. I mean, what do you think the best thing to do is for landlords in those instances when they've still got a former BHS unit on their hand?
Well, it's locations, you know, as you mentioned, places like Nuneaton, places that, you know, Horsham, you know, Kilmarnock, you know, these are locations that don't necessarily need that level of space in the form of a variety store these days. You know, they're small towns because of the fact that we've now got the internet and now got other forms of buying products. You know, it's arguable whether or not the amount of space in these towns is needed in the first place, let alone, you know, a big sort of unit zone for fashion. So I guess what landlords can do that own those buildings is think about either breaking those units up and continuing to provide comparison goods space for brands that might want to come in, but you know, you'd have to reconfigure hugely internally in order to make them enticing for some brands that might be looking at those small towns. But because there's very few brands that are looking at those small towns, it's going to be difficult, frankly. So, you know, what would need to happen is some sort of change of use, maybe thinking about not so much office uses, because I think that there wouldn't be demand for that in these towns, but more residential property, because they are at least situated in the heart of these towns. And so if the councils can be accommodating, and, you know, there's talk about the government thinking about making it easier to change use going forwards, then that might be the most viable opportunity to think about residential as opposed to retail, which means a loss of retail in those towns. But equally, I think that's the right thing to do in markets where there's just too much retail space versus the demand that's there.
I mean, would you think that would signal that perhaps, you know, that there isn't even, that there's not enough demand for retail in those particular areas, and as a result of that, they should consider changing use?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically demand and supply, and the fact that these shops haven't been taken up, you know, as you say, only 52 of 164 have been taken up, and those tend to be in the big markets, the Londons and the big shopping malls. You know, the smaller towns have not seen that take up, and it's because of the fact that there's a lack of demand from retailers and a lack of demand from consumers. Those consumers will tend to shop in the bigger locations and gravitate to bigger centres for their, because these days we're seeing a sea change in the way people shop. Yes, they're shopping online, but equally when they do shop on the high street, they save up and go to bigger centres, and the frequency of visits is low, but the basket size is higher. And as a result of that, they're bypassing the smaller towns where typically you'd buy convenience products from these small towns. So there's just a lack of demand from consumers, but also retailers for space in these small towns. And as a result of that, we're not seeing the take-up that probably we should do. And so I think the only thing that landlords can do is think about changing use in that instance where the brands aren't there to take up the space that BHS occupied previously.
But landlords are also in a position as well, because if they eventually give the keys back to the administrators, they're then liable to pay business rates and other charges that you'd have to on vacant properties. I mean, how do you think that they should be overcoming hurdles like that as well?
I mean, that's hard because that's obligatory for them to have to do that if they were to, you know, to think about handing the keys back as such. So I think it's really difficult for them to avoid doing that, unfortunately. So the onus is on them to relet those properties as quickly as possible. Otherwise, they'd be liable for empty rates and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I think that's an issue. I mean, they could try and lobby local councils to help them in that sense, but I don't think councils are very accommodating at the moment because they've got enough on their plates for trying to sort of ensure that those new business rates are going through and ensuring that they get payment off those new business rates from, you know, small businesses. So I think they probably wouldn't see much in the way of traction from local councils if they were to try that. So, yeah, I think they're left out in the cold to a certain extent and liable for these extra costs, unfortunately, until they relet those buildings.
I think initial reports said that it could take for up to 18 months for the entirety of the BHS estate to be relet or to find an extra use. But I think if we recall back to the time when Woolworths went into administration, which before BHS was probably the biggest high street casualty we've ever seen, it took around 3 years for the majority of their estate, which was 800 shops at the time, to find new homes. Do you think that there are many parallels that could be drawn there with the BHS situation?
Yeah, definitely. If anything, it's even more pronounced because Woolworths tended to trade on, you know, a couple of levels, maybe just one level, and it was a, you know, a box or a rectangle, which, you know, was reasonable for a lot of the brands that took up the Woolworths stores, the likes of the pound shops in particular, like Poundland, as well as some of the, you know, the discount grocers. The BHS units tend to trade on multi-level, and not many of those brands want to be on, you know, more than one level. So the configuration is an issue. As well as that, I think the demand, as we said before, isn't there. And if anything, the picture from the Woolworths perspective, you know, 2008 onwards, as you said, took 3 to 4 years. I think now we're seeing a long-term potential decline in sterling, you know, the Brexit uncertainty, the general election that's just been called. You know, these issues mean that a lot of retailers are going to be reticent to invest in these towns. So I can see it taking longer than Woolworths, actually, and maybe taking up to 5 years. And even then, I don't think all those properties are going to be relet. I think some of them will just fundamentally have to move from being retail to something else. In my view, it's got to be residential, really.
And do you think are there any other uses that landlords should consider? Because 5 years is going to be a long time for them to wait.
That's right. Yeah, I think, you know, there isn't much really. There's leisure, to an extent. You could think about leisure on the ground floor, things like restaurant units. But again, you'd need to look for restaurant units that are looking for A1 space as opposed to A3 space. So, you know, no extraction, that sort of thing. As well as that, there's gyms and health clubs and that sort of thing that are looking to expand as well. These tend to be the more discount-oriented gyms. But again, you know, you need a specific type of rezoning for that. And again, they would need to be on a ground floor or basement level. So it still is an issue in terms of the first and second levels that BHS often have in their stores. So I do think it's going to be extremely hard. You could think about sort of, you know, leisure, basement, gym, and then residential on top, but that is a convoluted planning application, to say the least. So I think they're stuck with these buildings, and they're going to be stuck with them for some time until things change from a planning perspective and the planning laws are streamlined, let's say.
And although it's just been a year since the demise of BHS, I think it's fair to say that the wounds of the whole incident still feel relatively fresh, particularly for some landlords. But what do you think it is that the retail sector can learn overall from the incidents of the past year?
Well, the retail sector needs to really move with the times, and BHS didn't. You know, they lost their customer. They didn't really have a customer. It was slowly sort of eroded by the department stores, by, you know, the fast fashion brands like Zara, H&M and others coming in. So I suppose retailers need to sort of move with the times as quickly as possible, think about sort of leaner supply chains, think about a more optimized estate. You know, BHS had way too many shops in locations that really didn't need a variety store at all. You know, really small towns in some cases as well. So having an optimized estate and therefore shorter leases, break clauses, that sort of thing is crucial really in today's market. It's difficult because they had a legacy portfolio, and it's difficult therefore, you know, for them to get out of some very long leases. But having said that, they could have done more within the time that they had to think about reducing the size of the estate. The problem was they had Philip Green as their as their leader, as such, an owner, and he wanted to invest in the business and try and make it a success, even though, you know, most people looking from the outside in realized that, you know, as a brand and as a business, it was fundamentally flawed and had too many issues in it. So it needed a massive reduction in the size of the estate, and it needed rebranding, marketing, you know, a specific defined customer proposition. It didn't have any of those, and that's why it failed. What he did do, which was interesting, was try to think about zoning some of the stores for food retail. So his last sort of, before he sold it, you know, for pound, you know, his last thing was, you know, trying to get planning consents for food retail inside. And I think that was a good move, because that has meant that some of the food brands, food retailers, are able to take up some of those shops. The likes of Aldi, for example, have taken up some shops. And more will follow, you would have thought. Lidl have taken a couple of shops as well. So I think overall, that's probably where, as a landlord, you'd be looking to push it. You know, the Aldis and Lidls that are looking to expand. But the issue comes back to the fact that we're talking about multi-level trading, and Aldi and Lidl want to trade just on the ground floor in a box. So that is an issue. And the parking is also an issue. You know, BHS didn't necessarily have dedicated parking, so these grocers do want that. It's hard to get that, unfortunately.
How do you see the situation evolving this year coming forwards?
From a retail perspective or BHS perspective, do you mean?
From a BHS perspective.
BHS. I think there will be more units let, but it's going to be a very slow burn process. I mean, a lot of the best ones have been taken up now, and you're not left with huge... I mean, there's a few. There's a few that are in bigger towns like Coventry and Crewe and places like that that potentially you could see reletting easier, because there's demand there. You know, they're big enough centres to have that demand there. But yeah, I just think it's going to be a very slow burn, and it will take 4 to 5 years. And even then, a lot of the shops are going to still be unlet or just completely changed from being retail.
Well, Jonathan, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with the EEG this morning.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Amber.